Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shleisha Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam, Masechas Paradum, in the laws of the Red Heifer and the Sefer Torah, in the Book of Purity, which in this Perek we continue discussing regarding the purity that's necessary and the additional stringencies that actually apply to the purity of the Mechatas of the Paraduma. As Rambam gives halachah regarding these levels of purity for the Paraduma as relates to people and to vessels. So, Ma'ilas Yisayris, additional levels more than what's normal, Astu B'tahara Sachatas they did regarding the purity of the Paraduma. That is, Sha'od Matar, because if you have a pure person, Afilo Tavol HaKadosh, even if he immerses himself for the purposes of being pure for the halachas of Kadshim, and this person could be standing and even serving on the Mizbeach, Einatar L'Chatas, he is not considered pure for the Paraduma, for slaughtering it, for receiving its blood, for spraying its blood, below the surface apara, not for burning the paraduma, below the milamayim, not for drawing the water, below the kachim, not to sanctify them, putting the ashes on the water, below the hazas, not to spray it, atchiyit b'lashem chatas, until he did the tefillah for the purposes of the sanctification of the paraduma. V'hachkach yitar l'chatas, only then will be considered pure for the sin offering of the paraduma. V'chenakeim, so regarding the vessels, afil a mizuk shabazari, even a bowl that's used in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Torah l'chatas not going to be considered pure for the chatas, achat biluhu l'shem chatas, until it's immersed specifically for usage in the paraduma. V'chein kol ha'chol m'chol ha'mashkim, so to all food items and all beverages, avi b'shem term, although they're pure, harim le'in y'chatas, regarding the paraduma, they are k'chol m'mashkim ha'matam, they're like food or beverages that contaminate. Halacha beis, kol kli ha'ur l'mishka bo l'mashkim, and any vessel that's fit to use for laying down on or for sitting on, Avabishu Tarlik Abar Kodesh, even though it's really pure regarding even that of Kodeshim. Hadeu Lagabe Chatos, in regard to the laws of Paraduma, it's like Kamidras Hazav. It's like a Zav who's an Avatuma when he sits on something, which even that item that he sits on, that he lays on, has a loch of Avatuma. That's how these items, just in general, will always have that status. Ashet Beluhu Lashem Chatos, until it's immersed for the purposes of being used in the service of the Paraduma. And actually, Yechonon ben Gudgada, who is from the great Tanoim, he ate everything, even his chulin, with the purity of kachim all his days. And his kerchief was kemedrus hazav, had halacha as if a zav sat on it. Leinachatas regarding the laws of the paradigm. Halacha Gimel continues regarding that even a vlad hatuma, a derivative of a tuma, will contaminate regarding the mechatas. Kol vlad hatumas, all the secondary halachas of tuma, which if it came in contact with an avatuma, it's called a rishon and then the sheni, but these are all derivatives. Alpha pisha in the metama adam v'loy kelim. Even though it does not contaminate a person or vessels, I feel like kodesh, even regarding items of kachim, which have very also severe levels of tahara, k'mishbe arnu, but as we explain in Hilchos Tumas Mez Perikei Halacha Zayin Aches, that the only things that adam kelim can become tumim is from av, not from a vlad. Still, regarding to the laws of paraduma, it will contaminate a person and vessels. They said, so someone who's doing the sanctification of the paraduma waters shouldn't wear shoes. Why? Because maybe the liquids will spill on his shoes, which are not, these liquids are not pure for the chatas, and it's going to contaminate a person and a garment for the laws of chatas. Now, why are we only concerned if he's wearing shoes? Why are we concerned that it's going to fall on his garments? Because it's normal for it to spill on shoes, and that's very hard to be careful for. Now, the nimtza sandal tummy. So we're saying any liquid, any beverage, it's considered tummy regarding the laws of chatas. So it's going to spill on his shoes. The nimtza sandal tummy, it's going to come in that his shoes are tummy. Shekala mashkin tmeim him v'gabe chatas, like we said, because all beverages are considered tummy regarding the paraduma. V'yistami zeh hamakadish bin the giyasa besandal. Now, this person who's sanctifying the paraduma waters is going to become tummy when he touches his shoes. Now, if it would fall on his foot without shoes, it wouldn't contaminate the person because liquids contaminate only by vessels contaminate by touch. But a person only contaminates if he touches it with his hands. So by touching his feet would not make him tummy. And therefore, it's a problem when he's wearing shoes. If a nimtza mechatas tameim comes out that he's going to become tummy because he's touching his shoes, and his tummy is going to make the mechatas tummy because, as we're going to see later in halacha vav, there's no max to the how much the transmission goes. Usually, there's like a limit. You can go to a rishon, a sheni, a shlishi, or a vi, No, by chatas, by the mei chatas, it can continue going, and therefore you're going to have the problem about the liquids, which is considered, like we said, tamei for the laws of chatas, touching a shoe, him touching the shoes, and then him touching the mei chatas, thus contaminating it. Halacha dal, mishnit miyad b'vat. Now, someone that only his hands became tamei. How so? But from Hamatamasi, I'm talking about things that contaminate just the hands. Kugoin Shinoga, but Ochol, but Mashka, Makitza, maybe touches foods or beverages or things like that. That Avabishu Tarla Kaidish, although it's considered pure regarding Kajim, and that is Vaina Tarchila Tvila Zedlavad, and only thing he has to do is immerse his hands into the mikvah to purify them. Commissary is like we're going to explain in Parakhetsum Hechas Avasatama Lochazayan. So only his hands are Tamei. But Hare Nit Mekol Gufo Le'in HaChadis. Regarding the laws again of the Paraduma, we consider his whole body as if it's Tameh, and Mitzarek Tefillah, and he has to go out and immerse his whole body in the mikvah. Afil Le'in Nit Mekol Le'in HaChadis. Even if only one hand became Tameh, still Nit Mekulei, he's entirely Tameh, Varehu Rishon Tumah, he's considered like a first degree level of Tumah. Halacha Hei. Kol HaToin Tefillah. Anything that requires immersion, Be'im HaTayr, Be'im HaVrayim, whether from biblical or rabbinic law, Mitameh will contaminate Esmei Chatos, the waters of the Paraduma, Ves Efrachatas, the ashes of the Paraduma, Ves Amazamichatas, the one who's spraying the Paraduma waters, B'mago B'masa, either by touch or by carrying. V'chein so too, a little different, Metameh Se'ezav Amukhshir, it will contaminate even the hyssop that just is valid to be used, or Ves Amayim Shunis Malu, or the water that was just drawn, V'adam Venis Kadoshra, and even though it wasn't sanctified yet, or Ves Hakli HaRekon, or if you have an empty vessel, but Hatar L'chatas, but it's pure for the usage of the Paraduma waters, Metamikol Echad Me'ila B'maga will contaminate this that requires Tvila, will contaminate one of these items by touch, Avalei B'masa, but not with caring. The Chacham were not so stringent regarding caring, only for things that were already sanctified for the Paraduma, but not that which is prepared to be used. That would only contaminate with through touch, not through caring. And V'tamei Shenaga B'mikzas Efrachatas, and a tamei person that touches even just some of the ashes of the Paraduma, Pasal Eskulai, he invalidates the whole thing. Doing a halacha vav regarding that, as we alluded to this earlier, there is no gradations and levels of maxing out for the transmission of the tumah as it comes to the paraduma. So ein moin l'chatas, we don't count for the paraduma rishon b'sheini b'shlishi, which is when normal the transmission of tumah it gets lower and lower. First degree, second degree, third degree. Kedesh moin l'trumah l'kodesh, like we do count regarding trumah kodesh, and we don't. Ketzad hasad, the Ram illustrates. Says asada shatav l'shem chatas. We have 10 people that immerse themselves for the purposes of the paraduma. The nidma echem, one of the 10 people became tameh. So afidle nidma illega b'chatas b'vat. Even if his tumah wasn't even a real tumah, it was only regarding, which we said is a higher level, regarding that of paraduma itself. Going like we mentioned in the previous halachas, nitmas yad b'vat, that only his hand became tummy, but still for chatas that's considered as if he's entirely tummy. V'noga b'chaveira, and he touched his friend. B'chaveira b'chaveira, and his friend touched his friend. Fil heimei, even if there are 100 people, kulam tumei l'chatas, they're all going to be considered tummy for the laws of paraduma. V'chein keil matrim l'chatas, so regarding vessels that are purified for the paraduma. Shenitma kli mehem, that when the vessel became tummy, afil lo nitma el achayr b'vat, even if only the outside of the vessel became tummy. Legabe chatas, which is not clear how this word fits in, but regarding the laws of the paraduma, kagon shenogu b'mashkin b'acharev. So let's say it touched liquids from the outside. V'nogu kli zeh b'kli sheni b'sheni b'shlishi, and this vessel touched a second vessel, which touched a third vessel, and so on. Nit makim kul megabe chatas, all the vessels are considered tummy regarding the laws of the paraduma. V'filhemeya, even if there are 100, there's no max to the transmission. Lachazayin continues regarding the tumah of hesed, of causing something to move, and madaf, which is on top of something, in regards to the laws of the paraduma. So kol ha'rol is tameh b'medrash hazav, whatever is fit to become tameh from the medrash, from the pressing the weight, the body weight of a zav, which are vessels that are designated for laying or for sitting or for riding. So avabishu talakaydish, even though it's pure and even for the level of kachim, but again, it's fit to have tumah medrash. Imenidu hatar l'chatas, if the one who's tahar fachatas caused it to move, nitma he becomes tameh, even though he didn't even touch it. So that's tumas hesed. And these things are not even tameh, but they're roe for tumas medrash. Fachatas are considered that as tameh, and even just causing it to move, he becomes tameh. Hatar lechatas, let's say someone who's tahar for the process of the paraduma. He caused a person that was not purified for the paraduma, he caused him to move. Or he just caused his spittle to move, or the urine of that person. He becomes tameh, even though he didn't even touch it. Now, of a cliche in the royal images, but a vessel that's not fit for being sat on for the pressing the weight of the zav. That will not contaminate the one who is pure for the chatas. There it won't have the tum of hesed. That will only have if he actually touched. A vessel that became tummy from coming in contact with that of a tmei meis, of someone who came in contact with a dead person. If the one who is pure for chatas caused it to move, nitmei becomes tummy, even though he didn't even touch it. And the afbish ain't tamei meis metame b'masin. Even though generally tamei meis does not contaminate by carrying, like we explained this in Hilchas Tumas Mes in Perikei Halacha Tes, still regards to the chatas, it will contaminate through masa. Ketzad, how so? Mafteach shu tamei meis. So if let's say you have keys that are tamei meis because they came in contact with a dead person, shayu tola b'delis. Now these keys are hanging from the door. Now, the one who's tar v'chatas, he goes and closes esadels the door. So, since he's moving the keys that are tamei, he's not touching it, he's closing the door, but that's causing the tamei meis, which are the keys, to move. Nitmo, so he becomes tamei. V'chein, so that's, like we said, it's a kli that's tamei from tamei meis. It itself is a tamei meis coming in contact with a mess. If the tar v'chatas causes it to move, he becomes tamei. So too, if he causes one of the dead tummy bugs or a semen, sperm, so he causes it to move, it can be tummy for the paraduma. Although generally these things do not contaminate by carrying, which hesed is part of that, like will be explained, sheretz in the perik dal from avos hatama halacha beis and shech bezera the halacha alv, here by chatas, we do say it's considered a metame. Halacha tes, hatar lachatas, that which is tahar fachatas, shenoga bekelim, that a touch vessel show you lamalim and hazav, that was above the zav. Now the zav is not even touching these things. For example, let's say there were many bedspreads on top of the zav. He's only touching the bottom one, which that's going to be biblically tummy. But the upper ones are not biblically tummy. But the chamor geizer, that there should be tummy because it is similar to that which it's just on top, and it's similar to what which is beneath the zav. Which beneath the zav, yeah, even 100. Are going to be tummy min atayra, which that's considered the tumma of mishkav. Here, rabbinically, they do the equivalent for what's on top, which is called tumas madav. So if the tar lachatas touches vessels that are on top of the zav, again, not that what he's touching, but let's say 10 layers above them, because things like that, behem makram madav, that's what's called tumas madav. Ava pishahu. So even though the one who's touching is tar lachaydish, is tar for the halachas of kachim, in other words, that it was not tummy for kachim, because the madav has halacha like a rishon tumma. And it contaminates only food items and beverages, but not the person. Still, nitmal chatas. Still, even though for kashim he would be tar, for chatas we're going to consider him as tamei. V'chein kli hatar l'chatas. So if the vessels are purified for the paraduma, shenaga b'madav, but touch the madav, again, nitmal chatas, a stringent v'chatas for the paraduma, it will be considered as tamei. Halacha yud, hatar l'chatas. Again, that which is tar for the chatas, shenaga b'chol l'mashkim, which touched food items or beverages, bein tar, bein tamei, whether the tar or tamei. Still, it doesn't make a difference. Because all food items and beverages regarding the paraduma are not considered as tar. If he touches it with his hand, his whole body becomes tummy, like we explained this already in Halacha Dal. Now, but if he touches it with his foot, with the rest of his body, or he causes it to move with him with his hand, but he didn't actually touch it with his hand, then tar is going to be tar. If he touches an oven of earthenware, which does never becomes an avatoma, or things similar like that, mishor kelim shein tarim lachatas, or from other vessels that are not considered tar regarding the chatas, so if he touches it, nitmakule becomes entirely tame. But if he touches it with his feet, hadir tar lachatas k'mashoy, then he's going to be tar for the chatas as he originally was, because again that was with his feet, and this is specifically regarding cheres. But actually klishetif, which are vessels that could be purified, actually they were geyser that even the rest of the body, but this is specifically like an oven that's made out of earthenware. Halacha yidal, fatar lachatas, someone that's pure for chatas, again, the same cases, shehechnes reisha berubay, that he inserted his head and the majority of his body, l'tech mayim, shenisma lachatas, he put himself into that water that was filled up for the paraduma waters, so nitma, that person will become tamei. Because these are drawn waters. And from rabbinic law, anyone who puts his head and majority of his body into drawn waters, Nitma becomes Tamei, Kamesh's bar, like we can explain in Perek Tes Melechas Avos Zotam Halacha Aleph. Now, so what's the Chiddush if that's everyone? Because since we said that the Mechatas don't contaminate the one who's Tar Lechatas like it's Metamei the one who's not Tar, so you would have thought to say that maybe if someone's bar Reshav Rubai in these waters, he wouldn't become Tamei. That's what teaching that no, it's not like that. Rather, it will contaminate like just like regular Mayim Shuvim, and this Tar Lechatas will become Tamei like the classic Halacha Mayim Shuvim. Halachi Beis continues regarding the trustworthiness, regarding the purity of the high level of the Paraduma. Hakol neman al taras achadus. Everyone is trusted regarding the purity of the Paraduma. Bafilama arts, even ignoramuses, which we don't generally trust regarding the laws of Tara. Nechumras, because of the severity of the Paraduma. Umaylas elusha asabayim regarding, because all the great levels that they did regarding it, hakol nezamra, so everyone's careful regarding it. And Vareinema B'Torah says in the Torah, Bamidbar V'Hoysel Adas B'nei Yisrael Mishmeres, this should be for the assembly of the Jewish people as a safeguard. Kol Yisrael Ruin L'Shmirah. It's the Adas B'nei Yisrael. All the Jewish people are fit for the Shmira. L'fikach therefore. Ama'orot Shehevi Klemi Beisa. If an ignoramus brings a vessel from his house. Afalu Kli Cheres. Even an earthenware vessel where if it became Tamei, you can't even purify it in the mikveh. And even so, we're not concerned that maybe it became Tamei. And he says, "Kliza Tarlachat is this vessel pure for the Paraduma. Here's a Tars; it's considered pure. Umekachem boy yamazim, and you could sanctify in it, and you could spray from it. Even though regarding the laws of kachem and truma, we actually would suspect and treat it as it's tamei. But regarding chatas, the Paraduma, we're not, because we say for sure he's trusted. So to ignoramus says, Tara nilachatas, I am pure regarding the laws of Paraduma. Oishoy mechatas etzle v'amar, or let's say he had the Paraduma waters by him, and he says, Taharinim, they're pure. Neman, he's trusted. She'ein odem miYisrael mezazel, because no Jewish person would be disgraceful for this high level of the Paraduma waters, for its great levels of purity, and therefore we trust even an Am Haaretz.